Hello, everyone. Our subject for this evening is a new opportunity. I'm going to read from Ephesians 5:16 and Colossians 4:5. Making the most of your time, because the days are evil. And in Colossians, conduct yourselves with wisdom toward outsiders, making the most of the opportunity. We're 12 days into the year 2022, and you are pondering at the way you spent last year. Perhaps you might have some regrets and some failures, and hoping things will change. And you say in your heart, if I'm given another opportunity, I will change the course of my life and do better. Or if I have one more year to live, I will try to spend it in good service with honor and dedication to my Lord. We are given many opportunities in life, and every Christian should be making the most of every opportunity. What is meant? Simply to make the best possible use of all circumstances, because the days are evil. Bill MacDonald said it well. He writes, "The walk of wisdom calls us to redeem the time, or buy up the opportunities." Excuse me. The day of grace will soon close. The opportunities for worship, witness, and service on earth will soon be forever ended. We all know that life is short, and most Christians are waiting for the coming of the Lord any time now. Since we are given today, or perhaps this year, how would you use it? The Apostle Paul answers, writing in Philippians 3:13, "This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are ahead." Some have made wrong decisions, granted, and some followed the wrong career. Others made the wrong investment, and many missed great opportunities. Looking back, we say, "Lord, is there any way we can change these results?" When the children of Israel repented and went back to God, He forgave them and responded in Joel 2:25, "I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten." Remember, dear Christian, that He, our God, is the restorer. He can reverse irreversible and change your course and redeem the time that was lost. He can change things if we return to Him with all our hearts. He is, if there is such a thing in English, the turnarounder. The irreversible becomes reversed in His hands. He is the God of the impossible. So do cheer up, dear saint. Turn your face around toward Him, and you will see Him smiling at you, waiting to encourage you and give you another chance. And do not forget, He is the God of second chance and many chances over. Another year, and if He keeps you for another year, how would you use it? How would you seize the opportunities? Not long ago, the Baltimore Sun conducted a contest, and the following poem received a prize for the best answer to the question. What would you do? That's the question. What would you do if you had one more year to live? I will read this poem, written by Mary Davis Reed. And it says, "If I had but one year to live, one year to help, one year to give, one year to love, one year to bless, one year of better things to stress, one year to sing, one year to smile, to brighten earth a little while. 1 year to sing my Maker's praise. 1 year to fill with work my days. 1 year to strive for a reward when I should stand before my Lord. I think, she continues, I think that I would spend each day in just the very self-same way that I do know. For from afar the call may come across the bar at any time, and I must be prepared to meet eternity. So, if I have a year to live, or just one day in which to give a pleasant smile, a helping hand, a mind that tries to understand a fellow creature when in need, 'tis one with me, I take no heed, but try to live each day he sends to serve my gracious master's hand. Lift up your head, dear Christian. Ask the Lord to lead you into a new tomorrow, with a new spirit, to create within you your new attitudes and new ideas that reveal you throughout the coming year, as only the Lord can do. Amen. May the Lord bless this simple word. So until next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you.